Lecture 16, Living Powerfully Now. I love the world. I smile at everyone. I love the world. I smile at everyone. I find that everyone in the world is a magnificent, joyous experience for me. Everyone in the world is a delightful activity in my world because everything I look at is a reflection of me, of course. And so as I look at things, and as I look at everyone, I see everyone as being beautiful, everyone as being thoughtful, loving, kind, wonderful. It's a big deal of being able not to be concerned about judgment, not to be concerned about what other people should be doing or might be doing, because they're my reflection. So as I look at everyone, as I see everyone in my world, and as I see them as my reflection, I see them doing good things. I love everyone in my world. If I love everyone in my world, then truly first I have loved myself. And if I have first loved myself, wow, what a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to live my life and how joyful and powerful I must be. It's up to me, totally, wonderfully, beautifully, whether I am a happy person or whether I am not. Now, if I am a happy person, I am living my life powerfully now. I love the world, and I smile at everyone, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I love the world, and I smile at everyone. To love the world and love everyone in it takes quite a bit of credulity on my part or on the part of the people involved. Because as I look at the world and I see my own development, I see my own awareness of my becoming aware of who I am, and I realize that all the world is my reflection, so therefore, if anything is not harmonious, it's something inside of me, and I have to take care of that. But I love the world, and I smile at everyone in it, because I think everything is beautiful. All is in divine order. I think everything is beautiful, and I love it that way. So, yes, I love it that way. And so how do I work with it? How do I work with the world, and how do I work with my life? How do I work with everything that goes on in my world? How do I be that great lover? Yes, how do I be that great lover? And when you're that great lover, you're often misunderstood, but that doesn't matter. You still love. All the world is my reflection. So all the world is my love. And I look at all the world and I say, all is in divine order. And I look at all of it and I smile and I say, yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Now, I look at the plant unfolding itself from the seed. And it's growing up. It's like it's sleeping inside. And it's throwing off its blanket. It's throwing off its coverlet to come out and be part of the world and be in the world. Well, now, as I watch this, I don't think this is good or bad. I don't think this is right or wrong. I think this is beautiful. This is the revelation of the divine that's within. This is like within all of us. All of us reveal the divine that's within us. All of us reveal our goodness. All of us reveal who and what we are. And as we reveal this, we don't all do it in the same way. The caterpillar has its cocoon. A baby just goes from dimension to dimension of its own inner awareness. And it spreads itself out and reveals itself in ever more wonderful ways. And sometimes it's through the body, you see the strong body. Sometimes it's you see it through the mind being absolutely fantastic, absolutely joyous, absolutely brilliant. You think, my goodness, there's a magician in there. There's Merlin the magician in there doing his wonderful work. But truly, This happens in all of us. And this happens in all of us all of the time. And I love it. I love it. Everything I watch, I see this revelation of the divinity within. I watch movies and I see how the movies are revealed and how they're unfolded. And I see how sometimes they bring in a little bit of violence or a little bit of action to get the interest of the audience. And they don't realize that the interest of the audience is more wonderfully dominant in areas that are not violent and not so dramatic, where they are intuitive there. They're intuitive awarenesses, where, as in the case of Merlin the Magician, for instance, the young boy, as he was growing up, he would see things that needed to be taken care of immediately, and he'd see it done. And, well, he would bump a bucket, and it would fall over, and he'd immediately stop it and set it up right mentally. And anyone who saw that happening thought, how strange. And yet, this is what happens all the time. We mentally put our world back in order. We mentally put everything back in harmony with what we really expect from it and what we really want from it all the time. Now, as we train ourselves, as we grow up, as we enlarge, as we reveal ourselves on this dimension, as we train ourselves to see everything done harmoniously and beautifully, we will not see a turned-over bucket. We will not see something that needs our immediate attention that way, because we will see everything in divine right order. And seeing everything in divine right order, we see everything harmonious. We see everything beautiful. We see everything fantastic. But the game does go on. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeing the bucket upright when you bumped it and you spilled it. And there's nothing wrong with seeing a bottle that you dropped and it broke into a million pieces and seeing it all back together in its perfect form. For if you were to back up in time for an instant or two, you would be with that bottle before it broke. And it would not have to go through that condition if you didn't want it to. This is what scientists are working on today. Scientists are working on understanding time, that there is no time and there is no space, and that all is one. And we can be yesterday, and we can be tomorrow, and we can be today. And we are all these things right now. Whatever happened in any of this time span, it doesn't really matter, because we are the master. And I smile at this, and I love it, and I know it, because deep in my heart, I understand these things. Deep in the heart of each of us is the wisdom and the awareness and the understanding of all these magnificent things, all these outstanding things, all these exciting things, because that's part of who we are. Now, can we see everything as revealed? Can we see everything as fulfilled? Can we see everything as complete now? We can if we wish. Because if we wish to see it that way, then our mind turns in that direction, and that which seemingly has not yet been done is done. That which seemingly had been done is not yet done. All things are in the state of being, whatever it is, we think of it as being. When I mentally go back in my thought to yesterday or to another time, I am there. I'm not here. I am here, yes, because I think here, and then I'm there because I think there. Now, I can be anywhere that I wish at any time that I wish, because all time is now. I can have any experience I wish and have another experience I wish, and I can have them all at the same time, and seemingly at the same time, but actually they're but moments in the eternity. And all time is now. And as I am aware that all time is now, then I experience these things in the now. I love it. I love it when I can stop and think that this is not fantasy. This is not game playing. This is reality. I am whatever I think I am. I am wherever I think I am. I am whoever I think I am. And I can be anything and everything and all things because all is one. We say these platitudes, we say these statements, we say these illustrations of what we believe. But do we truly believe them? Do we truly recognize that they are fantastic, that they are joyous, that they are marvelous? Do we truly believe that all time is now and all space is here? Do we truly believe that? We don't have to truly believe it, but once we start recognizing that it is so, then we act as though it is so, and we enjoy that type of a experience, that type of a revelation in our life. It's just so simple how these things work. It's so beautiful how they work. And yet we have denied it to ourselves because we call it a fantasy, because we call it illogical, not reasonable. We call it something that steps beyond the bounds of awareness of who and what we are. But every moment of our life, we are stepping beyond the boundaries of our awareness. Every moment of our life, we are stepping into eternity. Every moment of our life, we're stepping into the fullness and the totality of all that is. And it's exciting. It's exciting because we compare it to what we thought a moment before. We compare it to what we're thinking just a moment later. And these moments happen swiftly. They do not take any time because there is no time. They do not take any space because there is no space. They appear as though they're all happening at the same time, which indeed they are. They're all happening in the same time because there is no time. When we make time relative, then we have to put space between. When we make time something that is logical and reasonable, then we are giving ourselves a whole new ball game, a whole new attitude, away from reality, away from the isness, the allness, away from the divine that we are. We can play the game of the divine. We can play the game of the allness. We can play the game of the isness and do these wonderful things if we choose. But at all times, I delight in it. At all times, I smile in it. At all times, I just feel so fantastic. I feel so wonderful, so beautiful, so glorious, because it is now. It is true now. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters in our life. Where are we going? What do we want out of life? Who are we? What sort of things are important to us? What sort of things delight us? What sort of things make us feel happy and joyous and magnificent? What sort of things give us the attitude that all is in divine order? What sort of things give us the attitude that we are magnificent? Well, I love myself. I love the world. I smile at everyone in it. I love myself, and I love the world, and I smile at everyone in it. I'm sitting on the side of the mountain here in Campo, California, and I'm looking out across the vastness of the dark countryside, because before there was no light in the sky, and the ground was visible. It was very visible because of the comparison. And I could see everything. I could see all the trees, the hills, the valleys. I could see the lights of the houses. But now that the morning is coming across the horizon, now that daylight is coming up into being, the valley becomes hidden. The valley becomes dark by contrast. The valley appears as though it's not there. And yet these little sparkles of light here and there where people's homes are tell me that it is there. And I look at the horizon, and on the horizon I see the 25 gigantic windmills up there. speaking to the night sky, as still as it can be, but speaking to the night sky and saying, give me a little breeze, give me a little wind, let me do my job. And it has its red and its white lights that sparkle on top of each one of the windmills to remind the airplane not to fly too low, because they're standing up there, reaching for the wind. What a glorious sight, what a glorious thing. But it's now, given a few more minutes, and the sun will come up higher into the sky. It will not yet cross over the mountains, but it will send its rays throughout all the eternity, as it does all the time. And little by little, the earth will take on a whole new picture. It'll take on a whole new complexion. And I will see it from a whole new point of view. And as the day goes on, the sun is overhead, and then it is on the west, and then it is going down, and then it's twilight, and then it's night. All these stages of light tell me what the world is doing. All these stages of light make it appear that there's a time span going on. And yet, all are being done immediately. I delight in looking at the pictures of time-lapse photography. Because as I see these pictures of time-lapse photography, I see what appears to be something happening very rapidly. But in the nature of time, in the nature of humanity, in the nature of life, it is really taking place over a period of perhaps a week. But in the time-lapse photography, it appears to be taking place in just moments. Our life is much like that, too. Our life appears to be taking place over a long period of time, over years. Whereas if we could have the higher view, the broader view, the more complete image of what's really going on, we would see it like time-lapse photography, moving very rapidly from one activity to another. And then, as we see it in time-lapse photography, even more wonderfully, because ultimately you get it down from the point of beginning to the point of conclusion, all time-lapsed into one instant. And you look at it, it's done, it's there, it's starting, it's done. And that's how we are. We are like a very fast time-lapse photography. We are being the thought, the thinker, the thought, and the thing all at the same time. And yet, it appears in some of our attitudes about ourselves that there is a time and there is a space and there is an activity going on in the world all around this time-lapse picture that I've been taking. And yet, it is all done now. It is all complete, done, fulfilled, wonderful, magnificent, right in the now. Where is the time? Where is the space? I smile at it all because I see it's the human race. I see it's being done in its own beautiful time. And the more I look at life, the more I look at the world and what I have created and what is going on around me, the more exciting everything is. Because the more magnificent everything is, the more revealing it is, the more understanding it is. And yet, what do I understand? I think my thought and it is done. I have my dream and it is fulfilled. I have my desire and it is manifest in all its ramifications, in all its magic, in all its peculiarities, in all its distinctiveness. Oh, I'm not Mandrake the magician. I am not Merlin the magician. I am not all of these other beautiful people. I am them now, and yet I am not them. I am me. I am however I find myself and interpret myself to be in my life, in my experience, in my world. I am whatever my world says to me, it is wonderful to be. I am that. And because I am that, I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. I am so illumined. And I smile at all in my world and say, you're good and very good. I say all is in divine order with you. I say you are the allness now. You are the isness now. You are all that ever can be now. And how great it is. How great it is. And how great it will always be.